Beloved congregation, again we are in your midst. To perform the labors for which we are called. Everything is in the providence of the Lord. But the question, the main question, the important question, that is whether that it will be in the favor of the Lord. That is for me, but that is also for you. We are living in a time of confusion. The world is confused. In its church is confusion. That we have to say, I don't know. I don't know. It is only the Lord who can give also for us solution. In all the problems which there are in the church, in the visible church here on earth. Again, that holy sacrament that will be administered the next Sabbath day. And in regard of that is also confusion. And more and more. What is it all different as the first years that we came to the East to perform all those labors, several that we have known and visited, and talk with them. They are gone. They are in the church triumphant. And they are delivered out of all the darkness, out of all the strife, out of all the trouble. There come confusion also about the doctrine. There is coming up a generation that is asking for something new. And that despised what they have heard in former times and days. It seems to many that the way to heaven is more easy than that it ever was before. It is dark, and in most of the congregations, the number of those that partake the Lord's Supper, that is increasing. A strange condition, people. And of course, by most of the people stands on the foreground, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And they believe, but still there is more desire to bet that I have to say that, but there is more desire for the Lord's Supper than that there is for Christ. What so necessary is congregation, that is that there come a time personally in our life that we are sick of our sins. I have read to you this evening and part out of Jeremiah 3 that the Lord said, only acknowledge thy iniquities that thou hast sinned against the Lord thy God. This belief is not on the foreground there, but acknowledge thy iniquity. And when Christ came here in this world in Matthew 4 verse 17, then he start not with belief, no, but he starts saying, repent, come back, repent. And if we place the Lord's Supper before Christ, then it is entirely wrong, people. There is no person so hidden and concealed as Christ. And not only in the beginning of spiritual life, but even Mary Magdalene, standing by the sepulchre of Christ, she spoke to a man that was standing there, and she thought that it was the gardener. And she said, sir, if thou hast taken him away, tell me, and I shall take him away. But then it was the end. It was the end. And in Christ he said, Mary. Only that one word. And then the answer that was Rabboni, my master. Right? Shall I rent it out of the Bible, that portion this evening? No, that is there, and that remains there forever and forever. And now, an hour of preparation for the Lord's Supper. This evening, we will start with the help of the Lord, with Acts 2, verse 37. Acts 2, verse 37. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart, and said unto Peter, and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? This far. I have three things this evening to emphasize out of my text. First, what they had heard. Second, what there took place. And in the third place, wherein the true work of the Spirit was revealed. That are the points. Now, when they heard this, you know, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out. Christ came once in the world, in Bethlehem manger. So, the third person in the Holy Trinity came once here on earth down. You read in John 7, verse 39, that the Spirit was not there because Christ was not glorified. There must be opened a way that the Spirit came down here on earth. The Spirit that could only come down after that Christ ascended into heaven and that he appeared before his Father with his blood. With his blood, that means with his perfect mediatorial work. Christ was sent here in this world by the Father. There is, for the coming of Christ, congregation, not one prayer ever go up to heaven for that purpose. No. The fall of Adam, that is an absolute. Absolute. That means, as you read in the Word of God about the prodigal son, he left his father with a part of his substance, but with that intention and purpose never to return back. That is I. And that is you. Our heart that is full of enmity against the Lord. We broke the relationship with the Lord and we made a covenant with the devil. And we have promised to serve him as long as we are living. That is the fall of Adam. Right? And then in Psalm 14 and in Psalm 53, there you read that God had looked from heaven, whether that there was one that was seeking the Lord. And what was done the end of it? He found none. None. Congregation, I can never in my life emphasize how awful that the fall of Adam is. By nature, we are chosen The shortest way to come in hell. That the Lord kept us. That I have not to live out myself. That is the mercy of the Lord. Only the mercy of the Lord. Yeah. If thou remarkest iniquities, he cannot stand. And I told you so many times, congregation, I hope you never become tired of it. But when the Lord comfort a sinner, truly comfort a sinner, that the Lord is doing that, then we come to the conclusion that he cannot be comforted. No. Your father, your mother, your brothers, your sisters cannot be comforted. But I cannot be comforted. No. Why not? One of the elders, he said in his prayer this evening that in the consistory room, that the Lord said in his word, look unto me. All the ends of the world can be saved. And that is true. Oh yes. That is the word of God, congregation. But. There is another text in the Bible, and that is more fit for me. And what is that text? That no man knows what is in man than the spirit that is in him. There you have it. What a blessing that your husband, what a blessing that your wife, what a blessing that your children not know, what there all goes on here. Because they would say, I cannot live with such a man, I cannot live with such a woman. Really? What a wonder that the Lord not swept us away from before his sight. That the Lord is still behind us this evening too. No desire in the death of a sinner. But well in the repentance and in the life. But it has all to become reality here. You are so dead as a folder. So dead. And I do not deny congregation the responsibility of men. No. I cannot deny that, and I will not deny that. But stop now. Stop now. And you shall find out in your life that if the Lord not come in between, and that the Lord is not keeping on till the last minute, no, till the last second of our life, that is all done at all. And love. You read in the word of God that Lazarus, when he died at Becker, that the angels came and carried him in the bosom of Abraham. That is our Reformed doctrine. That is our doctrine. And if he have to add it one sight, one cry to our salvation, then it was done forever. Many people will not hear that, no. Oh no. They say we will listen to something else, yeah. You will rather deceive your soul for eternity than to hear the truth. But now what happens, that Holy Spirit that came down after that Christ was at the right hand of his Father, that the Father was satisfied with that vicarious work of his Son on the cross of Calvary. And then as a command of the Son, the Spirit came down in the hearts of the disciples, and in the midst of that 120 people that was there in some room with prayer and supplication, yeah, but they have not to add to that something for what the Lord himself had promised them. The promises in the Word of God, they are for God's children. For Adam that had run away from the Lord, from Jacob who had deceived his old father Isaac, no more rights as to be cast away forever. For that people are the promises. Oh, let I say it more in few words, people. When I come so far in my life that I can accept hell, then heaven is for my soul open. Then. Is there no other way? No. There is no other way, people. And now, the Holy Spirit, that is the third person in the Trinity, what Christ had merited through his blood and life, the Spirit come to apply that to the soul and in the soul. Acts 16, there you read in the Bible that the Lord, he opened the heart of Lydia, and then the heart was open and the ears were open. Yeah. The Lord came in the heart, as was baptized with the children. And immediately that woman that loved the Lord and that loved his servants and that loved his people. Our own that becomes strange, and stranger that becomes as our own. Sometimes people that we never have seen in the world, never, but heard of. I shall not mention one thing this evening. When you start with Rutherford, and then that happens, that one sense that it so deep goes in your heart, Koval, he was an old man in that place where he started to preach. He said, I can come recommend that man. Why? Because he has such a nice sermon, and the language is so nice. No mistakes? No. But that old man, he said, that man, in his preaching, that go with you in your heart. Yeah. that goes in your heart. And Hezekiah said, with these things I am living, and all these the life of my soul. Was it always so? Right? Was it always so? But that are the principle of the spiritual life. And then of course, you know, we carry the whole world with us here. I heard a man saying years and years ago, he said, New York, that to walk upon 2 feet. Maybe you do not understand that now, children, hey? But oh, I hope that the time has come that you would say, now I understand. And now the Lord, he used to the conversion of sinners his word and his spirit. That the word had become as a two-edged sharp sword. That means that is a sword that cut on all sides. That wound the heart of a sinner. Now when they heard this, they look in your Bible when you come home, then you read that, you find that the word this, that is printed different as the other words. And that means that the emphasis is fallen upon the word this. Now when they heard this, Peter started to preach, and that came so out of heaven in his heart. I think he had never preached so easy as on the day of Pentecost. Yeah. Oh, what was it toch easy for him. And then what you realize in his preaching, I can now say it with few words this evening, but then he starts in eternity. He starts in eternity. That is where we have to start. And then there were 2 things what that man was preaching. And that was first congregation, man's guilt, and in the second place, God's justice. Peter was not afraid in his preaching, no. He did spare nobody. No. Not a vampire. And he said to that people that God has made is that same Jesus whom you have Christ crucified, both Lord and Christ. Yeah, that is something to say that to people. In public, ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. Peter lay open their sins, what they have done. And now by nature, that is maybe for some of us strange, that expression. But by nature, I make myself so wretched that by nature I have no sin. I have only sin when the Holy Spirit brings it home. Then I have sin. Not otherwise. Here. I mean, your conscience, you can have sin. But now in your heart, congregation. And that it become for us unbearable. That it becomes so heavy. That when the people in the field or in the factory would say, where is that man? That he was standing always and working. That they say that man is sick. Sick? Cancer? Heart attack? No. But that is sick about his sins. That man that is so afraid that today or tomorrow that the Lord shall cut him off and that he shall sink in hell forever and forever. That is it. And now guilt and sin, that is such an awful animal. There is not one that desired that beast in his home. And talking nowadays not about that. Believing, they say. Believe. And then our heads in the air. And then we are full of joy and full of cheerfulness. That's the days in which we live, people. And where shall it end it? Where shall it end it, people? Peter's preaching, and when they heard this, their sins and God's justice. Because God is a righteous God, and he is a just God. He has to punish our sins. He has to maintain our righteousness. His righteousness. And then it is to send us to hell. Right? Is there another place? No. No. And now the people that was privileged congregation to accept that. To accept that. They walk not away. And they say not to Peter, stop with that talk. No. There is a difference in the living through of it. To fall in our life before the Lord and to fall under the Lord. To fall before the Lord, have mercy with us. I shall pay everything. I shall renew my life. I will do this and I will do that. But there is another man in the word of God, and that man that had nothing else than sin and guilt. And Huntington, he wrote, and then the Lord forgive his sin. When you have nothing else. Yeah. Same as with that leprosy sickness. As long as there was no one spot on their body was that was healthy, the priest could do nothing. But if they totally were lepers, they totally. Oh, yeah, congregation. Tis all a mystery. Tis all a mystery. But what blessed is a man that is privileged to have nothing else than sin. And that falls not only before the Lord, but that falls under him. Thou art righteous. See? The thief on the cross, he said, Lord, remember me. He did not say, Lord, please keep me out of hell and bring me in heaven. No. No hell and no heaven, people. Was that man then indifferent in regard to his condition? No, he wasn't. But remember me. He saw that bleeding Christ on the cross. And he saw the Son of God on the cross. He saw that one mediator and Savior. Oh, the blood that was glistening so in his eyes. And there he had in his heart that a fountain was opened for the house of David. Because Clifton, when the Holy Spirit comes, he comes not to bring us to despair, but to take over our guilt and the justice of God. That is. And at the moment come in our life, congregation, that the Lord can do with us what he wants to do. That I never shall come in heaven, that they have to come forever in hell. I believe that. But Lord, that there is even little spot, a little place to say to all eternity that thou art right in all thy ways. Because if the Lord come in your heart, people, then from that same minute you love the Lord above everything. And he takes himself. There's nothing of me in between. No. But then in the same time there comes such a love for that eternal majesty of the Lord in heaven that I want nothing else than to glorify his name. And now that man, he said, remember me. Oh Lord, if thou now give me in 1 year, in 100 years, in 1,000 years, I saw it not this afternoon in one of our soldiers, 31, that David, he asked there for one smile. And it comes so low, people here on the floor, so low, that people said, oh Lord, one word, one thought, one impression. And now I would say for the next Sabbath day, people, was that ever in our heart? Was there now ever a love to the Lord in our soul, even that he condemned us, and even that he cast us away out of his sight, but still cleaving upon him, running up after him, have mercy with me, sinner. And when your wife is sleeping in the night, people, of your husband, know no more about the world than you lay with Hezekiah, with your face to the wall, beckoning, right? Beckoning. There were times in the life, sometime 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And that the tears drove out of the eyes. And before that it was morning that he had spoken to the soul. And that it was so sweet and so precious. Oh, that he kissed him. Lord, go never away from me. Lord, stay now with me. Lord, give me now everything what I want, for time and for eternity. Lord, I lift my soul to thee, we shall sing it. The first stanza of 64. O my God, I trust thy might. Let not foes exult over me. Shame me not before the sight. 64, the first stanza. And now a few words, and then we close for this evening. Now, when they heard this, we can sit down with the preaching people, and that we hear inside nothing. And that is with most of the people, right? One ear in, another one ear out. Yeah. There is people here sitting. They have heard it from their early days. Yeah. I think there is people sitting for whom that in God fearing father of mother, of grandfather, of grandmother, that they took him with them to the throne of grace. Yeah. Ask for the conversion of the generation. Because congregation, oh, that the Lord bind it upon our hearts, we must be converted. In our days they say, oh, what a foolishness. What a foolishness. They place us in the back. But they are thinking about us. The Lord, he called us to believe. And he would never do that if he could believe. So far they go. The same as the Socinians in 1600. Same religion. But I told you this evening that start not with believing, but with repentance. It starts with an acknowledgement that we have sinned against the highest majesty of God. And that are sweet tears. Oh, yeah. Can well be congregation that 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later, 50 years later, 60, that they sometimes say, oh Lord, if I could buy it now for all my possessions, that they have the tears of that woman in Luke 7. And the tears of that Peter, he wept bitterly, that said the Bible, the word of God, I would do it, I would give it. This here so hard, this so cold. Oh Lord, I don't know what it ever was. I don't know what the devil and that it ever shall end it. That it ever shall end. Yeah. Because I have to live through. Yeah, it is limited. Oh, yeah, it is limited. But I have to live in what I became in my deep fall in Adam. And that is what they hated in our days. They start with Christ and they ended with Christ. But no word of Adam and no word of Moses. No. But you have heard again out of Jeremiah, only acknowledge thy iniquity, and our tears can be never a ground for eternity and for salvation. Even that he has so much tears at the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. It is only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That blood that recognized us with God. And that blood that washed and cleansed us from all our sins. And as our panteth after the water brook, so my soul panteth after thee, the living God. And Boston, he said, how long? How long must we ask for conversion? And then Thomas Butts Boston, he said, till the last hour of your life. Till the last hour of your life. We have to know something. And no one can take anything in his own strength, then only when it is given him from above, congregation. From above. As a free and a sovereign gift from the Lord, moved in himself from all eternity, I fall outside of it. Totally outside of that and the Father, that and the Son, and that and the Holy Spirit, the triune God, shall receive all the honor and all the glory. That is it. Yeah. And now someday it shall be the Lord's Supper. Can I prepare myself? No. The more that I try in a covenant of work to prepare myself, the more that I come in bends and in struggles and difficulties. Yeah. And if it is right in your heart, congregation, right in your heart, I emphasize that, not in your mind, but in your heart. Then the Lord, he shall give you something as a present, as a present. And what is that present? That there is no covering for the unrighteousness and for our sins. Because we have to become a sinner and we have to remain a sinner as long as we live in the world. And now everything that is in me that is fighting against it. I have no desire to become before the Lord what I am. No. But I have to come to that place. And then sinners instructed in the way. Yeah. It is here. And then there is hope and expectation for such people. I mentioned this evening that woman in Luke 7. She was overwhelmed by the devil. Seven devils overwhelmed by the devil. And she became so ashamed about her life, destroying the life for soul and body. And what is now so remarkable, when that woman came in the back door and lay herself down at the feet of Christ. What then? What then? She had a prayer for a half hour. She had no prayer. She had no prayer. Oh, congregation, Clifton, Clifton. And Franklin Lake, where you come from. Oh, if we have no more prayer. Yeah, but you will say, what then? What must then happen for me? Oh, then at the right hand of the Father, there is a praying high priest, a compassionate high priest. And he takes it over. Yeah. And then you read about Hezekiah. I am oppressed. Take up for me. Take up. And if now for the next Sunday, if you have no more prayer, if you dare not to pray, afraid that the Lord as an hypocrite shall cast you away. As a hypocrite. One of our old fathers said in 1600, if you cannot cry, try to say. And if you cannot say, look to heaven. Look to heaven. And what a surprise for that woman. Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. As he had not asked for anything. On account of their unworthiness. On account of their unworthiness. And if you now, totally strangers of that, stay away, please, somebody. Stay away. You shall eat yourself condemnation. If you are missing the true work of God in your heart and in your soul, come not here Sunday morning to show the people I am converted. No. The Lord, he invited people with empty hands, with an empty heart, with a condemned heart. People that have nothing. And if you have nothing, boys and girls, then the Lord will give us everything. And then Christ, he said himself in that Proverbs 8, who findeth me, findeth life, and obtain mercy from the Lord. If it is so far gone, and all I would say, congregation, what would it be to a blessing if that is was true? some in moment. That is us true, that we have nothing. Totally nothing. Then we would receive everything. And then the Lord shall be for our soul a surprising God. And then you laying there. Then I give you the assurance that the Lord come down. And he will lay with you there. And then he shall open his eyes of love. And then he shall say, darling, my darling, I love you with a love eternal. Yeah. Even that they say it is all nothing. And the Lord can have nothing to do with you. He shall embrace you. He shall kiss you. And you shall kiss him. I hope that the Lord the next Sabbath day be a surprising God for his people. Oh, and even that is in my few. But in my little flock people. Oh, there's my little flock. And that there was reverence in the church Sunday morning. Impression. Yeah. That there a boy is crying and there a girl is looking to the wall. And there another with a handkerchief. And oh, there come so many people in our days. Oh, they never have a tear in their eyes. That they have sinned against the Most High God. You are afraid of it. But the Lord he shall not leave and forsake his church. He shall have till the end of the world the church. And he brings that church in deep humility. But looking to him, to the hills I lift my eyes. When shall come my help for him? The Lord apply it to the hearts. And that the spirit of grace and supplication may be our portion the next Sabbath day. And the time that we know will live, that we shall have such remembrance that we say, there the Lord came. And he brought everything with him for a soul that had nothing. Children, the Lord remembered you too. Boys and girls, that you may learn to bow. Oh, inside they say, no. No. But he will look to those that have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And he shall not despise such offers. No. And if you have nothing here in your eyes, but then in your heart, and crying so, that without God and Christ cannot live and cannot die, amen. Lord, there are a few words, but that it may please thee to bless it and to sanctify it to our hearts. Remember us in the day of tomorrow with the whole congregation, young and old, great and small, that in our supplications at thy throne and taken up in that perfect prayer of that high priest at the right hand of the Father. Gladdened our heart and give us not over on ourselves, but that in holy fear and reverence for that holy sacrament be found in our midst and in our heart, for Christ's sake only. Amen. The first stanza of 92. The first stanza of 92. Be thou my helper in strife. And what follows? Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Amen.